proudly representing his Louisville Cardinals, who had a nice win over Southern Miss this weekend. What's going on, Dion?
In the rain, man.
Charlie Strong, man.
You know, a couple phone calls down to Louisville, getting a big victory in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
No Brett Favre, so he took care of Southern Miss this weekend.
Nah.
And he took care of the Bills. And I'm curious, take us inside that locker room at halftime. What that conversation is like. 14-7, your defense has made a big play inside their own red zone. You go in down 7. Mm-hmm. What's the conversation like there at the half?
Oh, nothing. Just continue to go out and fight. You know, do what we do. You know, first half we didn't convert too many third downs, even though we wasn't in a lot of third down positions, you know, drives and stuff. But that was one of the biggest things. And trying to take advantage of the opportunities that the defense was giving us. You know, we got the ball a couple times on like the plus 50 and didn't do anything with it. You know, then we missed the field goal and missed another one. So things of that nature, just keep doing what we're doing, keep pressing, you know, keep fighting, and eventually things will turn over, and it did.
This offensive line coming into this game,
yep.
I know you're not going to comment on it, but, I mean, we all were concerned about all that stuff, and then you wake up Sunday morning and Logan Mankins didn't even make the trip.
Right.
You know, was there any concern in the locker room from any of the guys? More particularly Tom and his life?
What Tom said. Yeah, Tom got to answer that one. But what I will do is people should really know the work that Coach Scarnecchia puts in getting these guys prepared to play the game for whoever's up, you know.
And that was whoever, too.
Yeah, the next man, which was Donald, hey, you're up, you got to go. You know, he does a great job of getting these guys prepared to play. And it showed, man. You know, that game was won with our front line. That entire game.
I agree.
You had a couple guys in that first half, and Gronk and Wes Welker.
Right.
And even put yourself in that category. If you go out there and fumble in the first half, you'd say that's uncharacteristic of these guys. What was it like with those guys after plays like that? Because they didn't stop you. Like you said,
exactly.
It was a couple fumbles and two missed field goals.
Yep. It wasn't nothing that they was doing. All the stuff was happening because, you know, misplays here and there. Mistakes here and there. That's stuff that we can control. You know, we go into each and every game worried about what we can do, not worried about what our opponents are doing against us or to us. So, as long as we control those things, we'll be okay.
Now, a lot of people didn't know much about Brandon Bolden coming in. A lot of people say, well, this could be the next Ben Jarvis, right? Out of Ole Miss, undrafted.
Yeah.
Got a real good look at him. He punishing some guys, too. Gilmore down the goal line.
He's going to be a good player. He's going to be a good player. And, you know, that's Coach Belichick and his staff. Those guys do a great job of recruiting the right guys. You know, unfortunately, we're glad to have him on our team. Nobody really gave this guy a shot. And he's proven that he's the back that they saw he was, you know, when they was recruiting him and going out and you know, checking him out. But he's a good player. He's a good player.
Good stuff, yeah. But, I mean, even at halftime,
yep.
You know, everybody's thinking that y'all went in and made some great big old changes to things you were doing. What was Belichick like, and were there a lot of changes that had to be made at halftime?
Honestly, I think we do a lot of adjusting on the sideline. As the plays, each and every series, we're always talking about this and that play, this and that play, what we're going to do next time. In the locker room, this is all about us.
Yeah.
You know, really just sitting down, hey, fellas, if you really think about it, all the mistakes that were made on the field, they wasn't stopping us. We were stopping ourselves.
Yeah.
So now we got to stop doing that. And go out and execute these plays that we're going to call the second half.
Yeah.
I mean, because to be honest, I mean, what was it, 21-7, third quarter?
It could have been 21-7. I was asking you about that. What was it feeling like on the sideline when Buffalo got that
man,
ball? They were down to the 1 yard line.
Exactly.
And the spike came, that was a big hit.
That was probably one of the biggest plays of the game.
Yeah.
You know, besides the front line doing a great
job.
Were
you nervous at all about that situation?
No, I mean, if anything, we want to hold them to a field goal.
Yeah.
You always got to think, okay, at worst. You know, at best, we want to just get a field goal.
Yeah.
You know, the big thing that happened, the turnover, that was their fault. You know, plus for us.
He got this. Not
well, I'm just saying. Well, the next thing that the coach is going to be telling the guys, he should be, you know, shouldn't fumble the ball.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we're glad that happened. You know, Spikes made a great play. Vince recovered it. You know, we went in the locker room 14-7. Came out the second half, didn't start the drive the way we wanted to. You know, went 3 and out, punted. Those guys drove down, scored a touchdown, 21-7. Now, here it is. This is where the game is. At some point, you know, we got to dig deep on the offense, and we did.
Yeah, because we sitting there, you went down 21-7, like, oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
Same second half.
Yeah, exactly.
They about to get beat up by the terrible Buffalo Bills.
Right.
But You know, what kind of happened there that made you guys snap and then you just started executing? It's just everything just looked so much better.
Six touchdown drives in a row.
I know.
Yeah. It's five on
crazy.
Right. It's the way we start on offense. We start off positive plays. Most time we end up generate points out of it.
Yeah.
That was one thing that Troy was talking about, because we were just talking about Wes Welker.
Yep.
And he said he's a great starter of drives.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys hear any of that noise? Did you feel like he heard any of that noise the first 2 or 3 weeks about how he was being used?
Nah.
Never an issue.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he can hear the
Nobody looked around
and
said, what are we doing here?
Nah. I don't think nobody's really worried about that stuff on the outside. You know, we're going to control what's going on inside, in-house. You know, people are always going to have their opinions and voice their opinions. But no one knows what's going on unless you're inside the building, and which is here. So you can't worry about all the extra stuff.
Deion Branch joining us in the studio. You said you can't worry about what Buffalo does defensively, but they have two starting linebackers who didn't play until the fourth quarter. They threw a different look at you guys defensively, brought Wilson in to play kind of a linebacker role, had five or six defensive backs on the field the entire game. Were you surprised they stayed in that nickel really from the beginning of the game until, 10 minutes ago, fourth quarter?
I mean, a lot of team players that way, you know, with the emergence of Gronkowski and Aaron, the things that these guys do and how they contribute as far as for our offense. We see that a lot. So just, I think most importantly, if you want to take a linebacker off the field, put all these DBs on the football field, offense coordinator thing is to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. You're short of a guy who's a
big guy,
a tackler. You know, unfortunately, you put a DB out who really don't want to tackle the guys. So that's what you get.
which is why early in the season, when I was telling you guys about the reason why those three tight end sets, really you got Hernandez on the field who God knows what he is. You know what I mean?
Right.
He can do whatever. And it's just hard to match up with those kinds of situations.
Exactly.
And that's what these guys really do. They take advantage of what they see and they go to their mismatches. And you have to run the ball 10 times in the way you win it 10 times.
And that's what it is.
You know?
Deion, last week we heard a lot of people talk after the loss about, maybe the focus wasn't there. Or you've in the past with some losses, maybe Arizona. Did you guys sense a different focus this week in practice after losing a couple in a row?
No, I mean, we're always focused.
Was it
we're
a good week?
Focused. It was a great week. It was a great week. We had a great week of practice, last week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is that's how everything unfolds.
Well, you didn't see the week before that because you weren't signed back yet. But I heard it was pretty bad.
Going into Arizona.
It was about as bad as Super Bowl week. You weren't here for that year either.
You ain't
see Super Bowl 2007.
Deion doesn't practice bad.
That had to be the worst day, worst week of practice ever in my entire life on any level of football.
07.
That Super Bowl week, man, it was awful. Yeah. But back to the topic at hand. It was yesterday's game.
Yeah, you had a great week. We had a great week of practice. You know, the level of focus was there. All the guys were in tune to what the coaches was doing, what they're asking of us. And we went out and delivered. Now, I would say that, we got to still tighten up a couple things. We started out pretty good. We knew it was going to be a hard-fought game, and which it started out that way. And in the second quarter, we kind of took a seat back. It's like we just got in a stalemate, and then next thing, third quarter and fourth quarter.
Now, both you and Troy have been involved in this matchup we're going to see this week. You know, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. I mean, just all the hype, and I know he missed an entire year, but coming off the week he had last week against Oakland, is there a different feel when you walk in there and you're not going up against Peyton Manning, but
who knows? He might play some defense this week. I don't know. Deion might be a defensive back, maybe.
I'm telling you, who knows?
Push up the middle, get him off the spot.
That's what it's going to be.
Jam on the line.
That's it. Get him off the spot and jam these receivers.
Yeah. Hey, there it is.
Get in there, you know what?
What kind of DB do you like going up against? The guy that gives you some space or the guy that jams on the line?
Nah, give me some space or a jammer.
Yeah, guy that press coverage on
either
the line.
One, but if you want to give me some space, I'll take it.
I'll
take the space if you want to give it to me.
Yeah.
I'll take it. You know.
Yeah, but, I mean, even the thing I talk about with jamming.
Yep.
Is even though I felt like nobody could jam me You know, I think in 15 years, I might have lost two, maybe three times.
I got two. It was one every 7.5 years. Two and in 15 years.
There you go.
Basically, yep. I just felt like nobody was going to jam me like that. But what it does, though, is I talked about space in a minute ago. You have to go inside. You have to go outside.
Exactly.
It's going to take a little bit longer to get the way you want to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the spacing ain't going to be quite right, especially if you go inside and they wash you down.
That's right.
You know, it's tough on the quarterback then. So that's what it does for you. It ain't about really getting your hands on them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just got to know where your help's coming from sometime and don't let them get to that spot where you don't have help.
Yeah, that's a disruption. Yeah. You know, as far as what the DBs are trying to do to us. You give me some space, I got a 15-yard route. And you give me some space and maybe I may be able to get all 15 yards. If you're pressing me now, I may be able to get 13. You know, so a lot of things changes.
Speaking of disruptions, the replacement refs are out, and the real referees are back. As a fan just watching football this weekend, I'll tell you, Deion, it looked cleaner. It looked faster. Games were about, on
the
average,
game was over before midnight.
6 minutes faster across the league. And now that these replacement refs are back, you know, ref in high school, gym class, selling shoes, wherever they are.
Okay.
How much different was what you've had this weekend officiating versus what you saw in Baltimore with these replacements?
You know, it's hard to say. Because they didn't ref this game, you know. They ref the game last week. They wasn't the officials for this game.
Hmm.
So, you know, who knows? Like you said, I think most importantly, the duration of the game. You know, the time of that. That's a plus. I think overall, man, the biggest thing for us is not to worry about those guys, though. Because they're going to make the calls, whatever call that is, they're going to make them. I'm pretty sure you saw some games yesterday that was kind of a little pushy with some of the refs. I heard in the past from
Green Bay was involved.
Green Bay, New Orleans. They're bad calls. It felt like I trust these. I trust these guys. They make a call. Okay, they're professionals. Right. The guys who made the call, Green Bay, Seattle a week ago. I mean, that guy's putting his hands up, touchdown. Another guy's saying incomplete. Yeah. What the hell's going on?
Then it took
him
30 minutes to figure it out. That's the killer part for me.
I just think overall with those guys, I would say for one, if it was bad calls. In which we all would say that were, but they was on both sides. I wasn't making bad calls on just one team. The calls were made on both sides.
But that
that's
was
one thing I give them credit for.
I always felt it was they were even.
They were both
teams.
Give them credit.
I noticed the difference. There's a couple scuffles early on, and right away they broke it up right away. And it's like the guy on whatever team it was looked down and recognized this official and said, "Okay, I'm done." And the respect wasn't there. It's like, who are you? Get the hell out of my way. I want to get after this guy. Did you have a different respect?
Just seeing the guys out there? You know, we looked like it was turned into a hockey.
Yeah.
You know, which was starting to be okay. You know, we was able to fight a little bit.
You like that?
Without getting the flag. Yeah, we can do that. But no.
Yeah,
but no, that stuff is in the past. Hopefully we can, you know, move forward, and we're glad that it got it settled.
I need to get your thoughts on something, man, because I'm about to go into a big debate here. I made a statement yesterday about Brandon Spikes and how much of a force he is in the run game. What do you see out of him in practice? And you know, I know he's kind of like he's one of those guys just kind of like just
in full
smiling all the time. You know, just you really don't know what's on his mind. But
follow him on Twitter. You'll find out pretty quickly.
My guy.
But, you know, I mean, what's he like in practice?
The same thing what you see in the game, you know. This guy, he does everything that the coaches ask of him.
Yeah.
You know, as far as for him to be in all attack mode.
Yeah, because
you know what you're going to get
from
him.
He gets kind of a bad rap, you know, in certain places. People ask about me, even like when I'm in West Virginia, South Carolina, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, isn't he a bad guy? I'm like, no. I mean, every time I've seen the guy, been around him, he's always smiling. He's been respectful.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, he's just, I guess he does things that young adults, you know, I mean, nothing to go to jail for, I don't believe, you know, but he's just.
He hasn't been in no trouble.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing, the guy makes plays on the football field.
Yeah.
And that's what the coaches ask of him, and that's what he do. You know, as far as this guy playing the game.
No.
I love the way he played the position.
Okay.
You don't have to answer
this question, but I made the statement yesterday. He's probably the best run-stopping linebacker in the game right now.
Okay.
And you keep that thought until next week. I don't know, but unless these guys want you to answer it. But I put it out there
because
I'm getting ready to go into a big debate here. On, I got a feeling some phone calls or something are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
That are going to challenge me a little bit. So I got to get my mind right here.
Well, who's the other guy that he may be up
Patrick
against?
Willis.
Okay.
Another
great player.
I mean, Ray Lewis, I think that's a thing in the past for him.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, right, well, that's your debate. That's Dick, not mine. That's your debate.
Dick, you talk about that.
No, well, you said in the Dick, game right Dick now. You say it right now. Yeah, well, that's your debate.
It's 4:15. It's national TV. It's Peyton Manning, like the old days. He's Dion Branch joining us. Dion, as always, appreciate it.
Yeah. Yes, sir.